Well, criminals are purchasing personal information for as little as $20 on the dark web, with one Sydney man, he's a gorgeous man as well, dealing with the shocking lengths scanners went to as they tried to rob him of everything. Now, I know this bloke. He is the Channing Tatum of Sydney. It is Will Bottom. He joins us this morning. G'day, Willie.
G'day, Will.
Morning, mate. Hey, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Now, I saw your story. We both saw your story on news.com last week. Now, you were one of thousands of people. You had your personal info stolen after hackers breached Service New South Wales data.
Yeah, so one weekend I logged into my internet banking and I noticed that there was 19 grand missing. And I clicked on it and there was two separate transactions, one for 9, one for 10,000. And I rang the bank to see if they could tell me where the money had gone. I had to wait to during the week, and it ended up that someone had stolen my identity and made a fake license, kept all my details but put their own photo on it, and then gone into a bank and took out 9,000, then went to another one and took out 10,000.
That is your worst nightmare, isn't it? You think about this.
Yeah.
I've thought about someone, what would happen if someone just somehow got in. And what recourse did you have?
Well, the worst bit was is even after that, it's like your full identity's gone, because even after that, when I went to the bank to sort it out, in the bank system, the signature wasn't mine. They changed it to their signature. Their email, it wasn't my email. They changed it to theirs. The phone number, they changed to their phone number. When I put a freeze on the account, they were able to take the freeze off, because when they go to a bank, it looks like they're me. So there was just no way of, like, it was a full-on identity takeover.
Oh, no.
And so, Willie, from there, this person who stole your identity even went and bought cars, tried to buy cars.
Yeah, there was no money actually used in those buying the cars.
Yeah.
But it was just committing scams in my name. So say if you were selling a BMW for, say, 20 grand, it'd be like, I come and check out the BMW, write you a fake check or a check that's going to bounce, and then pass over the check to you, or we go to the ATM together and put it in the, deposit it into the ATM. You think, sweet, I'm going to get my 20 grand, hand the keys over to the Beamer, and then tomorrow you realise that the check bounces and you contact the police and say, hey, Will tried to come and buy this Beamer off me and the check's dodgy. And then the cops ring me, say, hey, did you buy the Beamer? It wasn't me. And then you're actually in the worst position, because then you've lost your 20 grand Beamer with no insurance or anything.
Oh, and everything's in your name.
Yeah.
Those cars
are then registered in my name. So I get all these toll notices every day in the mail. And they're all at weird times too. 1, 2 o'clock in the morning on the M5 and things like that. So I was getting the toll notices plus calls every couple of days from the police asking, oh, did you just try and buy a BMW? Did you just get a Mazda 3? Did you just get a motorbike? Like it was at work, it was an ongoing joke of, you know, like every second day it was like, oh, what car did you buy today?
But it's not a joke, Will. Like, it's a dead set serious. And so were you answering the phone to the cops going, not again, you ass. You, like,
people.
Yeah, well, people. Not again, you people.
Well, it was different cops every time. That's the thing. Like, it'd be, hey, this is, you know, Constable John from Burwood Police. Did you just try and buy a Mazda 3? And then tomorrow it'd be Southern Highlands Police, or, you know what I mean? It's different.
Yeah, but they're following up investigations, Will. So they're coming to you and they're saying, but the records all show that it is you. Did you find yourself defending yourself all the time as well?
Yeah, the worst bit actually was, and like, I understand how it is because it's just the system, but then, like, as a punter, you expect to just, the detectives that first looked at the $10,000 and $9,000 transactions, you expect to go back to them and be like, oh, hang on, guys, I've had another car bought in my name. Or, hang on, there's a motorbike bought in my name. But to them, they're like, no, we've done our bit. We've done the 19 grand. Like, go on. So then you have to make a new police report on it and then try and link it back to the other one. It just goes on and on and on.
So anyone really, Willie, anyone can get done.
Yeah. And the worst bit is because they had the same details, you know, they had the license which looked like me. There was nothing I could do. So then around Christmas time, another $500 went and there was nothing I could do, because if you put a freeze on the account, they just go into the bank and take the freeze off.
Oh, how long did it take you to get this all sorted out?
Oh, well, I had to then take all the money out of my account because it just wasn't safe in there, because literally they could just keep taking money out until there's nothing left. And it went on for more than a year with, you know, calls about the different cars that have been bought, the toll notices, speeding fines, a call from debt collectors. They rented a ute, then crashed the ute and not taken it back. And so then,
the
debt collectors are just relentless, you know, like, of course, on a daily basis, they're going to get people saying, oh no, it wasn't me. But it's like, you're actually like, piss off, man. Like, it's actually not me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
mate, what is one tip? Okay, you didn't know you got done. What's the best tip for people? I mean, any of us can get done. What's the best tip you got?
I just say, keep an eye on your internet banking. Just check it every few days. And, you know, just, yeah, because that's how I realized. And probably if I didn't look on it that weekend, probably on the Monday or something, it would have all been gone. You know what I mean? So just keep it every few days, keep a check on your internet banking.
Yeah.
And also, you can set a limit on how much goes out of your card. So maybe it's worth keeping a lower limit and increasing it when you need it.
Yeah, good idea. And later on, tomorrow, we're actually going to speak to a cyber expert about this, about what you can do to protect yourself. And if you have been done over, what you can do from there.
Imagine being accused of things that someone else had done because they had your identification.
Yeah.
And there's no reason... Oh,
would be terrible. Hey, would love to know, 1-3-5-3, have you been done over? Has someone stolen your identity? Or have you been scammed? What scam did you get done with? Would love to know, 1-3-5-3.
G'day, Madeline from Wombi.
Hey, how are you?
Not too bad.
All right.
Madeline, did you get done over?
So my husband did identity fraud here on the coast. So what happened was he did a site induction and they took a copy of his licence. And then he got text message from the Commonwealth Bank, who he doesn't bank with, saying something seemed odd. And then we did a credit check and contacted police, etc. There was 5 application frauds on his driver's license, so across 5 different banks. And so the only way we could stop it was to put stops on the credit agencies. There's about 3 or 4 of them in Australia. To stop the application fraud, they'd actually changed his address, changed his date of birth. And if we hadn't put these stops on, and you've got to do them every 3 months, otherwise the computer, they'll just keep doing it. And the only way to stop it is to get your driver's license changed. And that was an 8-month process, no guarantee, had to go to court, magistrate certificates, the whole deal. But after a lot of stress, we actually did get the driver's license changed and it's over.
Holy hell.
That's incredible, Madeline.
That's incredible.
What do you mean by change the license? Because, I mean, you are a driver. You've got a license. Yeah. You have a license number. Yep. Is it a new license number and everything?
It's a whole new license number, but it had to be approved by the RMS. The amount of documentation, probably about 80, 90 pages of documentation, stat decks, letters from each bank, had to go to court, magistrate certificates. No guarantees. It was so stressful.
Is it all good now?
I just got married. Yeah.
Oh, good work.
So it is. I work for a bank, so thank God I'm kind of on the computer a lot and I can follow this up. But if it was just like my husband's just a tradie, this would have done him in. So all I say is your driver's license is the most valuable thing ever. And if you can't change that number, this is just going to keep happening.
Oh, thank you, Madeline. Good tip. All right.
Oh, wow. What
thank you for
up.
Letting us know.
I'll give you your license back, Patty, this afternoon.
All right, Madeline. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Take care. And we've got Cynthia from Jillaby. Hello, Cynthia.
Cynthia.
Hello.
Now, what have you got? Has someone you know been done over?
I actually had identity theft about 15 years ago. I'm originally American, and I had my passport being renewed, and the U.S. consulate only allows it to go through the post. And my passport was on its way back to me, and it made it to one of the local sorting areas and was never found again. So they got my passport, my original birth certificate, and my marriage certificate, a whole bunch of other things at the same time.
So what did you do?
I went to the consulate. They gave me a new passport, but my old passport is still out there somewhere, including my birth certificate and all those other documents. They're out there somewhere, maybe in the, I don't know, dark web. I have no idea. But someone out there is using my name and details.
That's concerning. The cops have never sort of found you and gone, hey, what's going on?
Not yet. I hope no one uses it for nefarious purposes.
Well, Kylie, tomorrow we're going to talk to a cyber expert about what happens if you get done, if you have your identity stolen and what you can do. But it's pretty scary stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, I found it really, really disturbing not knowing what I could do and not really having any avenue forward.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Cynthia, thanks for the call.
Thank you.